before their hashtags.
A dissection of pop culture past.
With Eric Dallinger.
And Carly Anna Billings.
Each week we hop in our time machine and take a look at the past of pop culture.
Hey friends, and welcome to the Before There Were Hashtags podcast. I am here with not one, but two Carlys today. Carly Squared.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Hello, hello.
Yes, two yes, Carlys, you heard it right, one. Listeners. Two Carlys are better than one. Carly Squared.
That's what they would call us as kids.
Literally. That's yeah.
Did they really?
Classic us. Yeah. Carly Squared. Yeah. My dad still to this day calls us Carly Squared sometimes. He loves it.
Carly 1 and Carly 2, and we're like, which one's 1 and which one's 2?
And there's never an answer.
I always thought I was 1 because my birthday.
That's true. You're older than me, yeah.
But then alphabetically,
I'm
1.
First, yeah. So really, it's interchangeable depending on who you ask. Yep. But yeah, I'm Carly Billings, and we've got ourselves a beautiful guest here today. The one, the only, my oldest friend in the world, not because she's like 97 years old, but because we have known each other our entire freaking lives. I don't remember a time before I knew Carly. Carly Roberto, how are you? It's a pleasure.
Wow,
to have
what
you.
What a great introduction.
I love you. I stan you. You're welcome.
I'm so excited to be on this podcast. But before we start, can I say one thing? And because Carly, I know you have two podcasts on the go right now.
I do.
What? Carly, you have a second podcast?
Yeah, what? Okay. Well, quick second to plug my other podcast. Ghosts Are Everywhere, hosted by me and pal of this pod, Cecilia O'Grady. And we just have a laugh. It's a spooky comedy podcast. If you're into spooky things and having a good laugh and just gals rambling for an hour and a half, hour 15. That's the place to be. So you can find us anywhere you're listening to this.
She's
you can
a
find
spooky
that
queen.
It's a spooky queen.
Yeah, so
go ahead,
I just wanted to say that I wanted to apologize to, as you say, friend of the pod, Cecilia.
Yes.
Before I started this pod, because I have kind of been asked to go on the other pod, but I've just
for years we've been asking you to come on that podcast.
Yeah.
But
I've been putting it off.
Here you are, episode 7 of this podcast. You're like, sign me up right now.
So again,
our second ever guest.
Nothing against Cecilia. It wasn't a sure. Cecilia versus Eric thing. It was like pure. I like pop culture.
It was
better than ghosts popping out of my bed. Like, I don't want to have nightmares after I record a podcast.
Sure, sure. That's what we'll tell her. That's the public perception. It makes sense that you're an HR car. It makes a lot of sense. Gotta get out in front of this thing.
I mean, we did get a little spooky 2 weeks ago, so.
That's true. We did have like a little ghostish moment, but I mean, I don't think there's going
to
be many ghosts today.
Were you trying to blend the pods together?
Accidental crossover? I mean,
well, we've thought about doing that. One day we will do it.
One day there'll be a crossover. Yeah, we've been teasing it for a while. One day, but not today. Today is all about Carly and all about, honestly, the things we grew up with together, Car. Like, you and Eric have met. Like, this is for real, you have met each other because you're both my old friends.
See, I wish I could blame it on like alcohol, but I don't think I drank back then.
No, yeah. You really didn't. You both met at my sweet 16 theme, for sure. Met at my sweet 16 themed Lady Gaga birthday party. And the theme wasn't sweet 16 Lady Gaga. It was just I was my sweet 16, and the theme was Lady Gaga.
Wasn't it also in April?
Yeah, it wasn't during my birthday because
and your birthday is in October.
Yeah, because during my birthday that year my dad got sick, so he was literally in the hospital, and then in April everyone was like, let's have a party for her because we feel bad for her.
I was gonna say that's like a true Aries thing, but you're not an Aries, so maybe it's
no
just a true,
you
it's a
are
true,
an Aries.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%
true. Carly thing, because I celebrate my birthday for like 6 months anyway.
I mean Aries and Libra are like opposite signs, are like sister signs. Oh, it's like kind of, yeah, they're like Libras and Aries either really really get along and are like best friends forever, or they like hate each other. But like, yeah,
you guys could do a whole pod on that, and I'm just gonna plug my friend B Smith into there, and
yes,
she would love that.
Yes,
and she would love it. Like, I went to a party once with her and she just asked everyone what their sign was, and I'm like, when did you like become into this? And then She told me all about my life, and I was like, wow, you're pretty good, V. So
good. Yeah. For your birthday card, I gave you an astrology book on Aries. You did. Like,
you did. Yeah. And a one-up V Smith.
I'm just trying to get out in front of this, you know, just trying to take a page out of your book and yeah.
That's true.
Make things work.
I'm a Gemini, so I share a sign. I share a sign with Donald Trump and Jeffrey Dahmer. So woot woot to that.
Oh, no. One of my best friends is a Gemini, and isn't there like a split personality there disorder? Not disorder, that kind of sounded weird.
but the essence is, yeah, like their symbol is like the twin. So there's like two sides to them.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that my best friend is a split personality. I'm just saying I've heard that
The Geminis represent the duality in the human soul. The duality. Yes,
there it is.
But I do relate to that.
I mean, you're a very versatile human being, Eric. Also, Geminis, also sister sign to Libra's fellow air sign. So I'm just saying, we got a party in here.
I'm a fire sign. I know that.
Yes. Very fiery. Yeah. Very, like, passionate. Very passionate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Little tie into last week's episode, you know? Fire and Air, The Last Airbender. What?
That's right. What? You gave last week's an episode a listen. You know what that's all about. And if you haven't, go give it a listen. It's a good one. But today, we're doing a little special topic picked by the one and only Carly Roberto, and it is wonderful.
It's also twins, just like the Gemini.
It's twins, baby! Talking about the legendary Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Before we jump into that, though, we gotta jump in our time machine, you know, and gas it up so we can go back to the way back and just, you know, jam out in the past about past pop culture. So in order to get there, what we do to gas up our time machine is we put five minutes on the clock.
That's right here.
Oh yeah, baby, there is. Got 5 minutes on the clock, and we'll take 5 minutes to talk right now about what's happening right now in current pop culture. Nice. So in 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, timer started.
Yes. So what's in the news?
That's a creative idea. Good job, guys.
Thank you.
We're wasting time. What's in the news?
Time, Carly.
Carly, what's in the news? Tell us about it.
Okay, what's in the news? Well,
we were not prepared for this pod.
Oh shit, we're not prepared. They finally gave sick days. Is that what
you say? Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor of California.
That's also in the news. Yes. Weird. I think
we've gotta stop with these celebrities running for presidents and
you don't think that's gone well in the past? Why ever would you say that? I'm not sure why.
Do you notice that like Republican celebrities like to run themselves? So like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Donald Trump, Caitlyn Jenner, but Democratic celebrities, they're good with just supporting. They're like Lady Gaga. I'm gonna go on campaign with Joe Biden, but I'm not going to try to be
Biden. She's not Joe Biden. The only famous person running as a Dem I can think of is Cynthia Nixon, but she was incredible.
Yes,
from Sex and the City.
From Sex and the City.
Yeah, she was great, and I wish she had would have won. That would have been really neat.
You're right. She's cool. Eric, that's a good point. They're all Republican celebrities.
Yeah. Well, I think it just goes to show. I mean, Ronald we're going to alienate.
He was like a
yeah.
That's another one. There you go.
But wasn't he? He's also Republican, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. He was like a minor celebrity.
I mean, maybe it goes to show the sort of brashness and self-confidence, ego, cockiness that
maybe
Republicans have.
Totally.
Yeah, we're totally alienating our Republican audience. I'm sure we have. Yeah. I'm sure we have tons
all
of Republicans.
All minus five of them. I just have a sinking feeling they're not listening. You know. Not that they're not welcome to. You're welcome to it. Everyone's welcome to it. But I just feel like that's not our target demo.
But it's weird because a lot of the celebrity culture from what you see in mainstream media is mostly Democratic.
Yeah.
So this part, it's like the ones that you kind of least. No, not really. Not really the ones that you least expect. But But I could see Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah. Definitely. Sometimes it does feel, though, out of left field, though, from somebody who ingests, like, mostly, like, Democratic-leaning media. I totally see what you mean, though, by being, like, this almost random idea that Caitlyn Jenner would run. But, like, also, for Caitlyn, it makes a lot of sense.
I mean, it's groundbreaking. She'd be the, like, first trans woman to be governor. But,
yeah,
unfortunately, I don't think
not
she's
trans,
the right
but just
pick.
Because it would be weird to have Caitlyn.
Yeah,
she's weird.
Well, she's
not because she's a trans woman, just because she's
not,
weird.
And nothing to no. If a trans woman had great ideas, of course they should totally run.
Laverne Cox, Laverne Cox could rule the world, and I would be like, sign me up. You're the winner of everything. But yeah.
But yeah, no, just don't agree with Caitlyn's stance on gun control.
I was going to say that I haven't read it or researched it, but I did like hear on the radio that she has a lot of not groundbreaking, but a lot of controversial things that she wants to get done. So that's interesting. But there was actually I'm a huge Keeping Up with the Kardashians fan, Eric.
You're such a stan. Yeah.
You probably
love
tell
it.
Yeah, you probably tell that about me. But in one episode, Caitlyn was talking about guns and wanting a gun in the house, and Kris Jenner was totally not for that. Yeah. So they had a whole episode on that back in the day.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, she's always been kind of famously conservative about gun control and all that jazz. And I don't know. I think it'd be great to have an LGBT person on the Republican side, but I guess I just don't agree with the Republican values. So I'm like, I can't get past like the gun control stuff.
I can't get past the racism, but maybe that's just me, you know?
Yeah. Well, even within her, like she has transphobia. Like she said, like it's weird if trans women can't pass. Meaning like trans women always have to look like cis women.
And you're like, that's not true.
She comes from a place of so much privilege to say that she's a white. Oh, that's it.
That's all we got.
But she has so much money. She can do whatever she can pay for. So
that's
much.
Our 5 minutes. Can I just jump in real quick though? I'm gonna break the rules a little bit. How do you feel, Carly, about Keeping Up with the Kardashians ending? How are your feelings on that?
I know I'm very I'm sad, but at the same time, they're still gonna do it, I guess, on Hulu or Hey You, one of the two.
Yeah.
That you have to subscribe for. So yes, while I am sad, I've been watching this last season as I watch every season.
Yeah.
And it's too scripted for me now. Like it's it's not real anymore. But am I entertained by it 100%? Do I still watch it 100%?
Of course.
I am, but
was it ever real? Like, do you remember the early seasons when it was only a half an hour and they like bought Kris a monkey and like or a gorilla, baby gorilla, and had her care for it? Like that wasn't real.
No, but now I mean, it's even worse.
It's almost too manicured. I guess it's kind of like the problem that Drag Race is having is like once it goes for too long, you get too good at trying to make a formula work, and it just doesn't feel special. It just feels like
that could have been our 5 minutes was talking about Drag Race.
I know. Well, you know what? That's all right.
And can I also say that one of my earliest Kardashian memories, because I wasn't like as interested in them at the start.
Totally.
But one of the earliest was Carly was talking to you, and I had to describe the whole family to you. And
yes, you did.
Everyone, and I think I drew like a tree, a family Kardashian family tree, and Lamb was there, and everyone was there.
Lamb was my favorite.
I love doing that for people. I love telling people why they're famous and how I know everything like about why they're famous.
I remember going on Tumblr and showing you all the pictures.
Yeah, literally, Carly was learning me this family, and I was like, okay, I'm signing up.
Eric's right. I was just learning about them too, so I wanted to like show my knowledge to someone who cared or thought that they cared. I thought they cared.
For our listeners at home, Carly literally just put air quotes around cared because she doesn't think I care about the Kardashians. And to a degree she's right, but also I like them enough to listen to you. I like you enough to listen to you explain the Kardashians to me.
Say at work I also use air quotes, and I didn't realize I do that, but people have been telling me that now at work, and they're like,
oh my god,
you
didn't
air quotes, and I'm like, yeah, I always
know you did that, Car. You've done that as ever since they've been able to be a thing, you've done it. Like, mm-hmm. it's just how you talk. It's great. You're Italian. You can't help it. Your hands got to do something.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, moving on from our little 5-minute gas up, we're in the past now, and from our detour, it's okay. Every journey needs a detour. But we're talking about, again, the legendary MK and Ash. So let's start at the very beginning. Born in LA on June 13th, 1986, the Olsen twins are American celebrities, fashion designers, and former actors. And Ashley, in case folks didn't know this, they're not the same age because they're twins. So like one has to be older, you know, like the I'm the older twin thing. Ashley is the one who's the older twin by 2 minutes. And a lot of people think they're identical twins, but they ain't identical.
But they're not. They paternal.
What? Surprise.
Ashley's in fact an inch taller than Mary Kate.
Yeah. And they look very, very similar, but I mean, looking at a picture, I can usually be like, oh, that one's Mary-Kate, that one's Ashley.
Did you guys do your research or did you just know that?
Oh, I mean, research.
I did my research.
So I know
something. I watched
something.
The Ellen interview.
I did know they were fraternal. I didn't know they weren't identical.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that for sure.
Because I can look at them and tell them apart. I could be like, oh, that one is Ashley. That one over there is Mary-Kate. They look very similar, though. Mm-hmm. This is wild. They started working at the age of 6 months as Michelle Tanner on Full House, the hit TV show.
They basically got the job because they didn't cry during the audition.
Yeah, and also their parents knew, like, the people who knew the casting people, literally.
Yeah.
They were like, this baby is on it.
Can I put a break in here that one unknown fact about me that I don't even know if you know, Carly, but it kind of relates to the Olsen twins. I played baby Jesus at 6 months old in the Cardinal Newman production of the Nativity birthing of Jesus, Christmas Nativity play.
The Christmas Nativity play. I did know that about you. It's your acting debut. Of course I know about
so
you.
Yeah, so I, like, if Mary-Kate and Ashley can do it, I maybe thought I could, but maybe I cried during the audition or something.
You're also the youngest drag king ever.
Yeah.
Playing baby
oh
Jesus.
Oh my god! Oh my god, that's an incredible lucky you. Yeah. To be you, if only.
Breaking boundaries.
I was a young drag king at the age of maybe 11 when I did Bimbrook Little Theater and I played a dwarf.
Can we but... that?
I didn't want to bring it up. I didn't want to make you sad. This is a side note. Carly brought me to this audition for this community.
And can you describe the audition and what we were wearing?
Sure. We, of course, okay, Carly and I, literally, I'm not kidding, we're inseparable. Like, we spent every single weekend together for probably, like, what, 10 years at least? Like, mm-hmm. I know Carly better than I know anything. And mm-hmm. I, like, literally, we played a lot of sports, okay? We loved sports, especially basketball. We played a lot of basketball.
I don't know if we really, I hated them.
Well,
no, I hated organized sport.
Carly, you hate everything.
Yeah.
You hate nearly everything.
Yeah, yeah, I was not really the sport type, but anyway.
No, but Carly, okay, so Carly, the thing with Carly is she doesn't like a lot of sports, but she plays them and played them for a long time. Because she's forced to, but also you just like have a good, you like to have a good time and spend time with your friends. That's why you did it.
Guaranteed. The social aspect, yeah.
The social aspect, absolutely. So, which is also, I mean, a big reason why I like sports too. But anyways, okay. So going back, we were wearing our basketball outfits that we wore all the time. It was our uniform.
No. You wore your basketball outfit.
I wore my mom, sorry. My mom, you had to dress up.
My mom told me to dress up because if I dress up, I'm going to get the part.
That's embarrassing.
So I wore like a sweater vest. Anyway.
Anyways, Carly wore a sweater vest. You were really cute. That's true. Yeah, Carly remembers everything. And that's I remember half of everything.
And
Carly
this
remembers
one had
everything.
Gym shorts. You had gym shorts.
I showed up in gym shorts. I think I showed up in gym shorts because I was like, is there a dance call? Because I was like, if I have to move and dance, I'm gonna need free legs. Yeah. There wasn't. Surprise. they just made us.
No. We had to dance. There was like
there
a
was?
Little...
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Then maybe that's why I wore that, but also maybe not. Mm. But what I do know is that we had to sing O Canada or Happy Birthday. And Needless to say, Carly didn't get cast, and this Carly got cast. And hey, I wasn't their first choice. I was on the backup list, to be
you
fair.
You were a callback. You were a callback.
Yeah, I was an alternate. I just found out the other day. It was my first big break into the community theater scene. And and it crushed Carly's dreams. And the only theater we ever did. That's not true. You acted in our basements. We put on full shows for our parents. Sorry, Eric. The first person I ever did High School Musical with wasn't you. It was Carly Roberto in the basement of her house.
I know this is like off topic from Mary Kate and Ashley, but I have it on my notes here that I want to bring up that I was listening to your other pod and I couldn't believe you guys weren't paid for High School Musical.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's we weren't.
Like, that's like slave, like child labor.
I know Mary-Kate and Ashley were multi-millionaires by the time they were 17, and we couldn't even get paid to be in a play.
Even get paid a meager morsel to on stage.
Is it possible to get my money back now? Like I don't really believe in that. Like, you guys should have been paid.
You could just pay us.
Are they just gonna hand us the money? Yeah, so jumping back to MK and Ash, that's a good one.
Yeah, let's get back on topic.
They made a lot of money acting, and we made no money. Between all of us as children, we made no money acting. But they, started working from 6 months. And in the beginning, they were only credited in the credits as Mary-Kate Ashley Olsen because they didn't want people to know that there was more than one kid. They wanted people to think it was one kid, which makes if people know anything about TV, no sense, because there's child labor laws. So people know there has to be more than one kid because it just doesn't make financial sense to only have one kid working like half the time. But by age 6, they became the youngest producers in Hollywood, which we could only ever aspire to in our dreams, when they formed Dual Star Entertainment. And then by age 10, they became the youngest self-made millionaires in America.
And that almost got cut short because John Stamos tried to get them fired.
He totally did, from Full House. Yeah.
Yeah, because they Uncle cried Jesse. Too much on set.
Yeah. He's like, this baby is crying. They're putting production behind schedule. They need to get gone.
Yeah, let's replace them.
Let's kill them off. By kill them off, let's get new babies.
Yeah. John Stamos almost ended their careers.
Yeah. I mean, nobody was down for it though.
It's also interesting, though, because he is the same reason why at one point they wanted to fire one of them and just have one Michelle, because it was getting too obvious to be able to tell who was who.
Yeah. So they're getting older, had different mannerisms. And
but he was the one that said, no, this is a family show. This cast is a family.
We got to keep the family together.
So he's both responsible for creating the Olsen twins, but almost destroyed them before he could do that.
He giveth and he taketh away, John Stamos.
Also, did you know Michelle is ambidextrous? Because Ashley is left-handed and Mary-Kate is right-handed. So in shots,
that's funny.
She changes which hand she uses her fork in and colors in.
So the character's ambidextrous because they both have different hands that they lead with. I love that for them.
And Ashley was better at the comedic scenes and Mary-Kate was better at the emotional scenes. So
I mean, who's surprised, though? If you know the spirit of the twins, is anyone surprised at that? Me, no. Not me.
Lots of full house facts.
Fun house. It was fun for them, and it was full of love.
It was
and
fun
money.
For their pockets and their parents' pockets.
Yeah, that's true. That's what had the most fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, they create Dual Star Entertainment, or their parents do. Which makes them literally the made for direct video queens.
Oh, and this is when their like whole movie empire explodes. Yep.
And it all started with 1992's To Grandmother's House We Go.
Yep.
My favorite shot in that movie is when they're walking down the street because they're trying to like run away and they decide that they can't cross the street because mom doesn't allow them while they're running away from mom. It is
so cute.
I remember like watching these movies in like grade one, like in school. Like, how were they educational?
You watched them in school? That's incredible. Yeah. St. Luke's. Wow. I really missed out.
Yeah, you did. You should
I left before we watched that. Yeah. And we didn't watch it in ECE and JK. So I missed out. My fault.
Did you have a favorite one? Which is your favorite?
Okay, so I will not lie. I went on TikTok to research some of these topics because.
Oh my God! Yes,
TikTok, an educational service.
Yeah, everyone loves TikTok, and I came across a TikTok of all the songs that you should remember from Mary Kate and Ashley, and one of them was from that "To Grandmother's House We Go," or whatever it was called. But honestly, when I heard the songs, they all came back, but they all mesh in that I don't even know what they're called. They just, like, if you were to, like, if I were to hear one, I'd be like, oh yeah, I remember that from grade one class. Like, again, I don't know how educational that is. So no, do I have a favorite one that I can remember? No.
Elizabeth Olsen also makes appearances in some of them as their younger sister.
Is she really? See, I didn't watch a lot of the early movies. I remember, like, bits and pieces of it, like, very tiny bits of it. But the early, early stuff, like the direct-to-video, like, when they're, like, down on the range and when they're, like,
detectives.
Inspector Gadget. Yeah, like, I remember, like, what they look like on the outside, like, the covers, because I remember the commercials for them. Mm-hmm. But I don't, like, retain what any of those stories were. Like, not even
close.
And I
guess we would have been younger. Like, I would have been in grade one.
Yeah. Totally.
So I don't...
They really also had a fan club called the Fun Club.
That oh my God, Funhouse! There you go.
Yeah.
I always wanted to join that thing.
Oh my God, that's so fun.
The official Mary Kay and Ashley Fun Club.
That's so funny. The only song I do remember and quote on the probably whenever, well, I quote it whenever I eat pizza, and I quote it to Kara is,
this is what I was thinking of.
Hey, give me pizza!
Isn't there like the slow down version that became a meme? Is like,
yes.
And they like put like eyeballs on the pizza. It's like all crazy. Their friends are nuts.
It's funny. P-I-Z-Z-A. Give me pizza. Speaking of their films, they have over 30 appearances in TV and film, which is like a lot because they stopped acting at age 17. Pretty much.
That is crazy to me.
They packed like 30 solid projects in.
Yeah, they had two TV shows at one point.
Yeah. Like,
take that, Kylie Jenner.
What do you got, Kylie? Do you have 30 shows? I don't think so.
And their feature film debut was It Takes Two, starring Kirstie Alley.
Yes, that's very true.
That's who it is. Yeah,
forgot about Kirstie Alley. What a gal.
Yep. For some reason, that movie always reminds me. I always get that mixed up with The Parent Trap.
I love The Parent Trap. They have the same birthday as me. The Lindsay Lohans in that movie have the same birthday as I do. October 11th. But that's a story for another day. So I think this is a good opportunity to mention some of my favorite of their, little numbers they did.
Go for it.
Okay. So personally, the ones I love are most of the later ones. As I mentioned earlier, I didn't watch many of the old ones, or I watched them, but I didn't retain the, you know, the gist of them all. The ones that I watched over and over again, Passport to Paris.
Yes.
Getting There. When in Rome. And mine and Carly's favorite movie
ever
to watch, just probably ever. Holiday in the Frickin' Sun. Holiday in the Sun. Slaps to no end. We're obsessed with it. Our sisters are obsessed with it. We can't get enough of it. We never could.
I know. I almost was going to tell Brittany, I'm like, I'm going to need you to join me for Holiday in the Sun. But
oh my God. Love that.
Side note, Brittany's too active. Love Brit. Yeah, she's too active.
Is she going for a run?
I have this Apple Watch now. And every time Brittany works out, I get a notification. And I'm like, Brittany, you really need to stop. This isn't good for both of us.
Because it's letting you know. And you're like, oh, no.
Like, I'm at work on my ass. And she's like, oh, I've already done a run today and yoga. And blah, 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 blah.
It's probably in her, like, recess breaks. Because she's a teacher. She's teaching online, though. And in her recess break, she's like, what? Like, doing squats and running around.
No, she is. And I get the notification.
I know.
It's annoying. Anyway, sorry.
What a legend.
Eric, when you meet Brittany one day, you'll get it.
You'll get it. She just loves it.
Yeah, you'll get it. Anyway.
She's the best. Holiday in the Frickin' Sun. Even Brittany, fitness aficionado, obsessed with Holiday in the Sun. She loves it. We love it.
They also have their own animated series, Mary-Kate and Ashley in Action.
They do. I forgot about
that. Yeah. Is it a video game too?
Sorry,
that was my brother.
Well, that reminds me of my favorite Mary-Kate and Ashley song, Brother for Sale.
Brother for Sale.
Yes.
That's a good one.
I remember that one.
Brother
I remember that one. Only $0.50 or $0.15.
Very cheap. Very economical.
And then they also had their a show called Two of a Kind.
Yeah, that's true. My favorite of their TV shows, though, not Fuller House, not any of the TV shows you've mentioned so far, but So Little Time. Iconic.
Yeah, we're basically on the same page. I have that in my notes here.
Yes, Car. Okay, tell us about it. Go for it.
You actually forgot about one of the other iconic American National movies that, yes, we did
I know.
See together with our moms and our sisters and in the theaters.
Yes, we freaking
that
did.
That would have been New York freaking Minute.
New York Minute with legend Eugene Levy and Jared Padalecki.
Hamilton legend.
Yep. Eugene freaking Levy. Comedy gold. This man is revered and he plays like the weird villain in it, but he's the best.
Like, how did Love he him. Get casted? I mean,
like, what I mean, the heck?
And Andrea Martin was in it too.
Also legend. Canadian legend, Andrea Martin.
And wasn't Simple Plan the band that plays?
Yes!
It was such a Canadian show! New York Minute, a Canadian movie.
New York Minute starring Canada on the main stage. That was it was actually
you're right. It was Jared Padalecki. So oh my gosh.
Yeah, he played the love interest. Okay, and it was like their last movie actually, which is really funny, Car. I'm so glad we got to see it because it was their last big one. And it apparently, even though we went to see it, Carly, it in theaters, it only earned $5.6 million opening
it
weekend,
bombed.
Which is the lowest amount ever earned for a film opening in over 3,000 theaters. But I think, Carly, you and I more than made up for it in the amount of times we've watched it personally.
It's weird because they said this is going to be the last, like, we're going out with a bang, Mary-Kate and Ashley, it's going to go on the big screen, and then it only made that much. Like, kind of, like, that doesn't really make sense to me. But
yeah. It didn't make that much total, but opening weekend, yeah, it didn't, it did the worst it could have, you know, basically.
It was just the universe confirming that they needed to get out of acting.
Yeah, they're like, it's time for your fashion empire.
But did they?
But they wanted to leave, and the universe told them, yep, we agree.
But before they left, my favorite appearance of them, not like movie or show or like
Can I guess? Can I guess? Can I guess?
Yeah, guess.
Is it Charlie's Angels? No!
That's a good one.
Because they also make an appearance in the post-credits of Charlie's Angels.
Do. That's true, as the future angels, yeah. That's totally true. No, it's when they were on SNL, and because they like have spent their whole lives working, they just kept working, and they had to miss their high school prom. So yes. So in a sketch, Jimmy Fallon and Will Forte were their prom dates on SNL, which like is so funny. I love those guys. I love them. So that to me just like makes me laugh, and I just think it's cute.
All right, should we hop into some of the heavier stuff?
Sure, but before we do, I want to also say that in 2004, they became the first ever twins to get a joint star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which is cool.
They did. And they had doll lines, and they had clothing lines in Walmart, and they were multi-millionaires.
And that was my other point. I had always wanted a Mary-Kate and Ashley digital watch. So it was like a nice watch, right? Like not like an Apple thing, but it was like a nice watch. But then because like some of us really couldn't tell time that well with the, what's it, an analog?
Analog, with the analog clock. Yeah, like a regular clock. Yeah, not a digital one.
The Mary-Kate and Ashley one was like a nice watch, but with a digital time. So you could look at the digital time instead of trying to figure out what the analog time was. Because at the time, we were young, and I didn't want to learn how to tell time.
Some of us couldn't tell time.
Who wants to think to tell the time? That's how we have phones now, to tell me what the time is. So Mary-Kate and I always wanted that. And for some reason, I only think it was available in the States.
A lot of their really good stuff was only available in the States, and my Canadians couldn't get it.
They never bought it for me. So
Calf, what a sad time for
so
you.
To this day, I still remember that. So thanks.
Also, just to put it in perspective how much money they were making, there's this really famous Vanity Fair cover that came out, and it has like all the like the teen stars at the time. So in order of appearance on this cover, it goes Amanda Bynes, Ashley and Mary-Kate, Mandy Moore, Hilary Duff, Alexis Bledel. I don't know who that is.
Alexis Bledel.
No. I know who Alexis Bledel is. It's the next person that I don't know who it is.
Who is and it? Then, who, oh, you're just I'm looking trying, at the picture. I'm, you don't know who it is.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture.
You didn't say their name. Okay.
No, and then Raven Simone and then Lindsay Lohan are all on this cover. Mary-Kate and Ashley together had more money than every other person on that cover combined.
That's incredible. And they're icons.
And they just dipped. They just stopped acting.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it shows, like, if you diversify, baby, there's money out there to be made that's not in the performing, which is, like, so wild to think.
But in 2004, this is where things kind of get heavy. Mary-Kate goes off to Utah to be treated for an eating disorder. And unfortunately, in the tabloids, it's being reported that she's... We saw this with the Brittany Murphy one as well, that she's... People are blaming this on drug use. And she later comes out and confirms that it was an eating disorder, not drug use. But yeah.
At this time, she's 17 years old.
She's 17
like,
years
she's
old.
Like, she's so... Like, I remember back then, I was like, oh my gosh, they're so glamorous. They're so, like, grown. She's 17. And the media and the tabloids are saying, oh, she's getting too thin. And the reason she's too thin right now is because of all of these things she's taking, whereas really she's just ill, which is like really sad.
Yeah, she needed it. It's this classic thing that we were seeing in the early aughts. We saw it with Britney.
Yeah,
and like where rather than having compassion for people that are struggling, it's people hounding them. It's more about our enjoyment and us laughing at celebrities than having compassion for these real human beings.
Well, it's so true. And as I sit here, I actually, sorry, this is so off topic, but I just love see it in front of me. I actually read a biography within a week. I read this biography and it was about drug use and it was about our friend here, Hunter Biden's drug use.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so true what you said, Eric. It's just people want, like Republicans in this case, would just laugh about that and make fun of him for it. But in reality, it's a horrible issue that a mental health issue that needs to be dealt with. So yeah, and that's what we see with these celebrities.
Totally, it's so easy to make light of people in those situations when you don't see them as people. And I think in the early aughts, a lot of times it was literally just what can sell and what is sensationalized, what can be sensationalized, and how we can, you know, make it the most dramatic it could possibly be without regard for like people, you know. And not to say that doesn't happen today, it obviously still does, but I think it is different. I think it's a little better, hopefully, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, too, when she went to that rehab center in Utah, it's really strange. Not strange because she went, but she went for 30 days. That's all she went for. And she went in between high school and starting at, like, a university in the fall in New York. So she, her parents made sure that, like, that break was spent there because again she's 17, so she doesn't really have any autonomy. And the other thing is too, these girls were always working. Even then, like we just said, like they were 17 when New York Minute came out, which is when they lived in New York. So they were always working, and the only time they like carved out this tiny bit of time to send her, and it's so sad.
It was in between projects,
in between school. And like these girls were so busy, and they're like, oh, I guess we can squeeze in some time to maybe get you better. Not that they did that. I'm sure that they're very like loving, whatever. They tried their best, but giving them the benefit of the doubt, of course, because we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. But it's like very unfortunate because it clearly wasn't. It didn't seem as though that was all she needed, especially since her parents felt that wasn't all she needed because they took away her car in order to try to get her to gain weight.
Yeah, and they hired somebody to watch her and make sure and calorie count for her.
They hired someone to watch her every meal and count her calories for her, which, like, I can't imagine a more horrific, like, existence to have someone scrutinizing so hard on your, you know.
And especially when it wasn't really a thing back then. Like, I don't know, was social media really a presence back then? Not really, but the paparazzi was.
Yeah,
it honestly reminds me of framing Britney Spears before that.
Yeah. I mean, it's also important to note that, like, these mental illnesses sometimes are related to social pressures, but sometimes they're just perceived pressures that people have, and they're just illnesses, and they don't come out of things like social media and the paparazzi. It could literally just be something that was in her the whole time.
Totally. Though, of course, like, those extra, like, outside pressures can't help. Like, they don't help.
No, they don't help. Not at all.
Like, they're going to be a hindrance. Yeah, so it was a really sad situation. So Oprah, let's talk about the Oprah interview for real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
This Oprah interview is very interesting, and it's really awful. Like, it's very awful. Like, watching it, I was like, oh no, this is bad. So Oprah interviewed them around this time, just after. I think Mary-Kate was in a little bit of a better place to be able to, you know, be in public and doing her thing. And Oprah interviewed them, and it was really uncomfortable. And she asked the twins, she's like, you're famous. Like, you're so famous. How do you stay grounded? Basically, like, the classic, like, what you ask celebrities question. And the twins were like, we've never thought about it. Like, we grew up in this business. Like, this is all we know. Like, to them, they were like, we're not famous.
We've
known nothing else. Literally, they say, we've grown up working. Like, this is work for us. We've grown up working. We, like, to, like, they have no concept of, like, what it is to be famous, because this is just how they've always been, which is, like, so sad.
Similar to the Kardashians.
And they started, well, the young Kardashians for sure. Yeah. And they started off by saying, well, we have a really, like, good family, like, a nice, well-rounded family. Like, we try to stay as a family unit and that kind of stuff. And then eventually they said, we don't, that's all we know, which is so sad. And then she brings up Mary-Kate's eating disorder, and she asks her point blank. She goes, well, what size are you?
What? And,
no way. Yeah,
she, Oprah goes, well, what size are you anyway? She actually verbatim, she goes, what size are you, by the way? And she just goes, and literally she asked that as Mary-Kate had been saying, like, yeah, the tabloids are really hard. They're never going to be, like, happy. They're either going to say you're too skinny, you're too fat. They're always going to say something either way. And then Oprah went, what size are you, by the way? Like, if that is not the most triggering thing you can ask a person in that situation, or in any situation, you can't ask someone their size, Oprah.
On national TV, and like, Oprah, you know,
she's Oprah. Yeah. And then she kind of, like, the girls are, like, shocked, and they just kind of, like, try to, like, move along and slough it off. And then she kind of almost, like, takes, like, belittles them. She goes, oh yeah, sure, or something. And it, like, is painful to watch these young girls. And then her just be like, oh yeah, it's whatever. And you're like, I'm like, oh my, it's shocking.
Oh, Mary-Kate had a feud with Spencer Pratt. They actually went to high school together, and Pratt made $50,000 off of a pic of Mary-Kate while she was under the influence of alcohol. And she was not happy about this and went on to David Letterman and basically blasted him publicly. So they do not get along.
So yeah, they had a lot to deal with. They were working all the time. They were in their spare time. This is the kinds of things that were happening to them.
No wonder they wanted to stop when they turned 18.
No wonder. No wonder they turned 18. They took Dual Star. They said, thank you. This is ours now. And also, we don't want to act anymore, really.
Yeah.
So sad, Oprah interview. Like, I'm shocked that she did that to teens. You know, they're teens.
And she seems like she'd be better than that. Like, I feel like 2021 Oprah would probably be better than that.
2021 Oprah interviews the royals exclusively. I don't think 2021 Oprah's trying to ask freaking Mary-Kate Olsen what size she is. Like,
that's a bit,
Oprah, you that's famously tough. Love bread. You can't ask people what size they are, regardless of your size or regardless of their size. You can't do that, Oprah.
Yeah, you just think that she would have a little bit more sympathy as somebody that also struggles with body image,
like, openly struggles with it, and then she's like, what signs are you? Like, it was very clear in that interview that she did it just to be almost like a joke, but it's like, but Oprah, that's not funny, you know. Looking back now, it's like, that's not something you can see the pain on her face, on Mary-Kate's face, when she
I'm sure 2021 that. Oprah would apologize for that if you asked her on the pod.
Yeah. Oh, Dear Oprah, if you would like to come on our podcast, we would graciously welcome you on. If you want to come on for an apology, even better. Thank you. Yeah,
I think it'd make the pod go global.
For sure. We'd
be international. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Not to say that we already aren't, but even the power of Oprah, amazing.
Can you guys tell where your listeners are?
Yeah, we can see the analytics. I can at least.
That's pretty cool. Log in.
Yeah, it's fun to see like where people are listening from for sure.
Cool.
Yeah. Sometimes you're like, hey, that's a country I've never been to. That's awesome. Welcome.
Shout out to Warsaw.
Come on, Poland.
Well, they start to act somewhat separately though. Like they don't totally give up on acting, or at least not Mary Kate. Because Mary Kate
Ashley right after New York Minute is pretty much like, I'm done with acting.
Yeah, but Mary-Kate goes on to have a small role in the 2008 movie Beastly, starring Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh my God, I forgot that movie existed.
Me too, and she did. Good for her. Do you think that was like separation anxiety for her?
Because she didn't have her twin to be with her? Maybe.
Yeah.
Hadn't done the project without her sister before that, had she?
Carly, it's kind of like when me and you were forced to make new friends when we were in lifeguarding class and they would split us up and we had to make friends.
Yeah, it was really rude and we're still upset about it to this day.
Thanks, San.
Yeah, thank you, San, for not making us together. Yeah. It's so rude.
But anyway, yeah, I bet you that was like part of her, like that was probably a lot for her because she's never done anything without her sister.
Or it was really, really freeing because for the first time she was just Mary-Kate.
Yeah.
Didn't have to be.
Yeah.
But if it was freeing, she'd still be doing it, I think.
Mm.
Instead of having a clothing line together now.
With her sister. Well, yeah. That's true. Maybe. That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
They do also diversify into going from Walmart clothes into doing much more high end stuff. They are fashion moguls.
Moguls with the capital M. Moguls.
They have like something like 4 clothing lines now.
Yeah, they have. Well, their biggest one is The Row. It's very high end. Yes. It's very fancy. It's iconic. Named for Savile Row, which is like a street in London, which is like where all the fancy bespoke tailoring, like that's what Savile Row is known for. Yeah, I know it from Annie. Personally, yes. I'm sure all 3 of us know it from Annie on Main Street or Savile Row. You know, it's what you wear from ear to ear. And not from head to toe that matters. But who am I to say?
Yeah. But for them, it is what's from
but for them, toe. They're like head to toe. That is what matters. The Row, they have, their other clothing lines. And then Elizabeth and James is their second biggest clothing.
And that is their parents' names, I think.
It's their siblings.
Right. But yeah, family names, totally.
Mm-hmm. And then they also have Olsen Boy, which is a JCPenney brand.
Yes. Their
affordable line.
Wow, they went to JCPenney, eh?
I know, they JCPenney'd it up. Who doesn't love a good trip to JCPenney? I mean, I do.
I prefer Macy's, but...
I am more of a Macy's gal myself as well. That's true. Can you tell we shop a lot together?
Did we talk about the late, great Heath Ledger?
We should, but before we jump into that, there is one other little appearance in media that I want to talk about real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
At the age of 16, this is going back a little bit, but a few years, but at age of 16, they were on the cover of, I think, Rolling Stone, which is like huge. It's fucking Rolling Stone, you know? Mm-hmm. But in the interview on the inside, they asked them if they had their V cards, which like... What the hell is the problem with the media? The
early aughts was so problematic.
Early aughts is messy as hell.
I think the early aughts is so messy. It's because we had gotten to a level, we were almost at like 2021 comfortability with sexuality.
Yeah.
But we still had like old world like thoughts about sexuality.
We felt like sensibilities.
We could talk about it, but we still had the sensibilities of old world. So we were like, let's talk about V cards. Like, do you have yours? And like, so we felt comfortable asking, and yet we were still judging people on it. Like,
you can't ask. These are children. These are 16 teens. This is me at my Lady Gaga themed birthday party. You can't go up to me and go, hey, you're on the cover of Rolling Stone now. Also, hey, can you tell our readers? Yeah. Like, also, one, problematic, V card doesn't exist. And two, what the hell is that question? Like, there's lots of levels here and layers you know that you can peel back.
What that reminds me of, which is crazy to think, is that Mary-Kate and Ashley were not Disney stars.
No. They were their own thing.
They were the complete
thing.
Opposite.
They were on Dual Star Entertainment, their own company.
Their literal own company. Like, since
good
6 years
them.
Old.
Good for them.
Literally the youngest self-made millionaires in American history. Like,
take that,
ridiculous.
Kylie.
Yeah.
Get wrecked. Get wrecked, Kylie.
It's pretty iconic.
Right? I've never thought about it really in depth, like the sheer amount of like how much they were out there and have always been out there their whole lives.
This is what the pandemic has done to us.
Deep makes dive you stare at the wall and
Mary-Kate
just
and
think,
Ashley.
Yeah, think of their impact. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, take it away, Eric. Go ahead. We can dive into more dark stuff.
When Heath Ledger died, he was getting a massage from RMT, and what happened was is she realized he had stopped breathing and that his body went cold. And the first, rather than phoning the police, the RMT called Mary-Kate Olsen 3 times, and she finally picked up on the 3rd time. And when Mary-Kate picked up, rather than her calling the police, she sent over her own private security to go check on him.
Yeah.
Later, he was pronounced dead due to accidental drug overdose.
When her security arrived, also the paramedics arrived. So the therapist had also called the paramedics as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I should say this is all sort of alleged, and
it's very weird
stuff from like news articles, and we're not exactly, nobody's exactly sure what happened, but so they were
I can give some of my sources real quick, some of those places I learned about this, of course, our good old pal Wikipedia. Who doesn't love a Wikipedia lookup? You know, gonna tell us all the timeline we need. GraziaDaily.co gave me a lot of my info, and a video by Sloan on YouTube gave me a lot of the more devastating histories of MK and Ash.
Yeah. So she refused actually to talk to police without full immunity.
Wow.
Or a lawyer. Like, she, when police tried to talk to her,
Her lawyer demanded that they give her immunity.
If they wanted her to talk,
They had been dating for about 3 months, and they were really good friends. They had gone to clubs in New York and LA together.
Yeah.
So
he also had a bunch of missed calls from her on his phone, which is, I think, why they were prompted to call her first as well.
And some of the drugs that were found in his system, they didn't know where he retrieved them. So I believe there was 4 drugs, and one of them being Oxycontin, and they didn't know where he got those drugs.
Because hadn't been prescribed them or anything.
Yeah. So there was police sort of inferred maybe that it could have been her. Now, she's been cleared of all any being a suspect in this case.
Yeah. All the speculation, they were like, okay, no, never mind.
This is the investigator scandal that I've never looked into.
I know. Yeah. It's a really wild one.
Well, it was really interesting that she demanded immunity, because it did kind of put her in a bad light publicly, because why do you need immunity if you're innocent?
I know. And that kind of thing always puts a person, no matter their gullibility, is that a word? Yeah. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like how guilty they are. It always casts a weird light to be like, I need a lawyer, or like, oh, I need immunity, or else I'm not talking. Because people are like, what are you hiding? But also, like, a lot of that is like self-preservation. Like, I think especially with MK and Ash, they've been taught that no one is there looking out for them. Like, when you're asked, like, at 17, what size are you? By Oprah, the most supposedly trustworthy, like, one of the most reputable, like, journalists and TV hosts out there, like, nobody is your friend, you know? So just to play the devil's advocate there for a sec, but absolutely, it does look strange for the public.
Sus.
And there's really not a lot.
Totally sus. Totally sus.
There's not like a whole lot of information beyond that regarding her, but she does play a serious factor within Heath Ledger's death story.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But it does kind of end there for her.
You learn something new every day here, especially on this podcast.
Hey, what can we say? We're just trying our best.
Netflix, total segue here. Netflix revives Full House as Fuller House. However, the Olsen twins refused to make appearances. Even
the only original cast members who were like, no way.
Yeah. To the point where the characters on screen would break the fourth wall and ask them to be part of the show.
So cringy.
They were like, where is Michelle? Oh yeah, she's in New York running
in fashion school. Yeah,
she's dead into the camera in the Thanksgiving episode. They're like, yeah, family is great, and then John Stamos looks right into the camera and says, yeah, come, it'll be fun.
Full
reference is trying to get the Olsen twins to join the show.
Yeah.
But they say that they're no longer acting, and they don't even identify as actors anymore. So
yeah, they don't feel comfortable in front of the camera. It's been literally years for them. They even have said, like, in interviews, they don't even feel comfortable modeling. Like, that is even for them a lot.
Yeah, they don't really have a lot of social media.
They have no social media.
And you never really see them in the paparazzi, like the odd time.
Yeah.
But that's it. But it's so weird, like, because I guess they grew up with the paparazzi, with the TV shows, with the movies, that they're just done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good for them. They thrive until 17, and now they're coasting through life.
Yeah, they're just doing the other thing.
I mean, they're working hard, but you know,
camera. Yeah, in the public eye. Yeah, they got it all done up front, and then now they're like, no thanks. Yeah, I also read some interviews around the Fuller House stuff where, like, people were like, why don't you want to be back with these people? They're like your family. Like, they're your TV family, but they're also like, you spend so much time with them. And like the things that MK Nash said, they were like, we grew up there, and the cast has a lot of really fond memories, but we were too young to have those memories. Mm. Like, their memories are skewed from the others, because the others grew up there, but had like a knowledge of, like, you know, like, they have real memories. Like, when you're like a teeny tiny tot until age 7, you're not going to have the same full memories that somebody who aged like 14 to like 20 is going to have in that same time period. You know what I mean? No, that's not math, but like a lot of the like cast, like the feelings that they all have that they shared together, the twins didn't really feel that they had that those same level of memories because they were just so young.
But at the same time, they have that nostalgia.
Yeah, but that's
what you would think they would have that.
You would think that, but I think because they were the youngest, they didn't have that real same feeling of nostalgia as the others. Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
But the Olsen name didn't leave the on-camera world completely.
No, baby.
Younger sister Elizabeth Olsen is probably the biggest star of all now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's even calls to have Elizabeth Olsen play Michelle Tanner in the Fuller House reboot, in the Full House reboot of Fuller House.
Right, Fuller House, yeah.
And then it didn't happen, but if it did, it would have been cool. All three Olsen sisters would have played
the same character.
That would have been cool.
But yeah, so Elizabeth Olsen, famous for WandaVision, playing the Scarlet Witch in all the Marvel movies.
Yeah, she's huge right now. Yeah.
And to think she like started as the shadow of her twin sisters, older sisters, right?
Yeah, she's like essentially the bonus Jonas. And then, you know, like,
doesn't famously like to be called that, Carly.
Sorry, he Frankie Jonas.
And told us.
I'm sorry, Frankie. Sorry. I think it's so funny still. Okay, but she's the other one of the two famous older ones. The same thing. But yeah, now she's the like famous in her own right, and like people don't even think they think of her as Mary Kay and Ashley's sister. They just think of her as Elizabeth Olsen, which is kind of great,
yeah,
you know, for her. But you know what, Mary Kay and Ashley have been doing just fine. They like are celebrated in the fashion community. They won designer of the year by the Council of Fashion Designers of America in both 2012 and 2015, and in 2014 they also won a freaking award for like the accessories, fashion designer accessories from the same council. Mary Kate, this is one of my favorite things, said in an interview to Vogue, I think maybe a couple years ago now, I've never bought anything online, which, like, these gals are so eccentric. I really can't. I just, they're so interesting. They, like, cultivate that, like, mysterious egocentricity.
You know, love it. You know about Prune Face?
Oh, Prune.
Yeah. So whenever they take pictures, right before they take picture, they go, Prune.
I can see it.
To get, like, a pouty give face. It matches their, like, fashion. Face.
Prune.
Yeah, because...
Well, it does. It puckers like, the lips without making it a full duck face.
Yeah, like if you want to find a photo of them in their older years now smiling, it's impossible because they just, whenever they're posing with this like interesting facade, which I am so into. They just they're so curated and cultivated with what they show the world, and it's so interesting. We don't know them now, you know.
Yeah, we don't know.
And that's how they like it. I know.
Good for them.
Good for them. But we do know that the gals both have tended to date older men, which like good for them.
Sugar daddies.
Yeah, get it, girls. And
I don't know if they're sugar daddies because they're way more rich.
Because they're the really rich ones. Yeah. But you know, sugar daddy vibes, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
That's just like the vibe they're going for. Why not? Mary Kate even got married to Oliver Sarkozy at their wedding. It was again this eccentric like thing that they're doing, and I love it. They had like bowls of cigarettes all over, and they took everyone's phones because they don't like, you know, social media, and they want to show the world a curated face, you know. And
they don't want to be approachable. They literally want the exclusivity.
Yes, they are like, they love the idea of like the bourgeoisie, but also like relatable. They're very like, because everything they wear is like slouchy but fancy. It's like the reason they made the row.
Premium, yes.
Very boho.
But they just don't look happy in their pictures.
But also, but isn't that what they're showing us?
No, exactly.
Yeah. It's curated.
It's so interesting. It makes them more interesting, which like is helping.
Because you just want to know more about them.
Yeah.
Totally. Right. And they don't want to share it.
No.
So they don't have to, which is wild. But yeah, the row literally started because they wanted to make like a fancy t-shirt. I'm pretty sure that's like one of the first things they wanted to make. They were just like, we want like a very fancy t-shirt. And then they made it, which I love that for them. MK and Oliver Sarkozy filed for divorce last year in 2020, and it was finalized this year in January of 2021. But you know what? It's okay. She's probably living her best life. And, you know, like, I'm sure she's a smart girl. I'm sure it happened for, you know, a reason. I think she was the, and from what allegedly she was the one to leave, which
and
we
he
always
was old.
Stand. And he was old and she is hot. So bye.
Yeah, he was
the
too
end.
Old. Whatever.
Yeah, he's.
That's a different story.
That's a different story. And also to each their own. But yeah, MK and Ash, just full icons.
Fascinating.
Totally.
All right, should we move on to our pop picks of the week?
Sure, but I do want to ask Carly one question.
Oh yeah,
a quick question. If you could sum up in like maybe two or three sentences what the Olsen twins mean for you, what they've meant to you.
Okay, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. I would say 100% childhood nostalgia. Watching their movies all over again just brings so many memories back, so much joy back. You just want to go on vacation watching Holiday in the Sun or Passport to Paris. You just want to be on the back of a Vespa with some random Paris dude riding around Paris.
Yes.
Rome. You want that, and it just brings it all back. Or your Holiday in the Sun, you want your parents to take you out of grade 5 and say, we're going to the Bahamas, we're going to Atlantis, and we're going down that water slide.
You so want to have your cake and eat it too.
You want, exactly. And every time I have cake, Brittany knows this. Every time I have cake, and you know that, I always say, I'm going to have my cake and eat it too. And then we have that discussion. So I think it just brings back memories, nostalgia, and I think they were a great part of a childhood. And again, I'm surprised they're not Disney stars like everyone else, but I think that can be another pod because I'd love to come on and talk about Lizzie McGuire.
Oh, baby.
Yeah,
we would love to have you talk about it.
Also having European boys and
on Vespas. Oh, yeah.
Sing to me, Paolo. Well, we can talk about it another time. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's for a different pod, but I would say just nostalgia. That.
Nostalgia with a capital N.
Yeah.
I totally feel the same way. When I think of Mary Kate and Ashley, the first person I think of is you, Carly. So I can't shout from the rooftops like how happy I am that you're here to talk about this. Because it's funny
because I think it brings people together. I was talking to my friend Katie at work, who is maybe like 5 years older than us, and we were talking about Holiday in the Sun, and we just thought we bonded by Holiday in the Sun. So iconic. Now we call each other Mary Kate and Ashley. She is older. Wow. So I thought she'd be the Ashley.
Ashley's older.
Yeah. Ashley. But I have a more Ashley vibe. So we actually switched it. So she's MK and I'm Ash.
I mean, you're very jovial. I would never pick you for a Mary Kate.
No.
Way more of an Ashley type.
So anyway, yeah. I think it brings people together. Who would have thought? And honestly, one of my earliest memories is watching Passport to Paris with my cousins, who are like 9 years older than me. And just brings age generational gaps together. So there we go. Mary Kate and Ashley bringing people together.
Oh, beautiful. And they brought you here to us today. So what a freaking joy.
Thank you.
The heck. All right. I think we've touched down, Eric. We're back now.
We're back. All right. Back. Carly Roberto, do you have any pop picks for us? What are you listening to? What are you watching? What are you playing?
Okay,
what are you interested in?
We all know I'm obsessed with the Kardashians, but this new reality show I've been watching is called Temptation Island. Has anyone seen it?
No. Oh. Tell us about it.
Oh my God. So I watched the finale last night. So basically these couples go on this island and they get split up. So the guys go to a house full of girls and the girls go to a house full of guys. And then at the end of the 12 weeks or whatever, they see if they're still compatible with each other. So basically if you're going on the show, there's a problem with your relationship. But you don't really see that. They're like only one person sees there's a problem. Anyway, great show, great drama, great scandal. But another scandal that I'm really into right now, and I haven't really seen it on TikTok, but I've heard about it, is the new Khloe Kardashian, Tristan Thompson scandal. Another girl has come out to say that she slept with Tristan weeks ago after their daughter, after Khloe and his daughter True's birthday, which was like a couple weeks ago.
Chloe, so, get out of there.
Yeah.
Like, Chloe, you deserve better, girl.
Get out. And on the show, I've been talking about this with my friend Alexandra. Like, honestly, she portrays herself as a strong, independent woman. And then, so on the show, she's like never with Tristan, but really she is.
She's my favorite Kardashian.
I agree, but she needs like to give her head a shake.
She needs some space, some time, some better thoughts.
Yeah, like just leave Tristan Thompson.
Oh, that's so sad. I'm so sad for her.
Yeah, so that's what's going on in the pop world right now that I know from TikTok.
Carly, other Carly. Carly Billings.
Yeah, it's me.
Carly. You're all
well, I'm the Carly. Other today. I'm okay with that.
What's your pop picks?
My pop picks. Oh, dang. I thought about this week and I wrote it down and I forget. Oh, no.
You want me to go first?
Yes, and I'll go next. I pass for now. You go next, Eric.
Okay. Well, for a nostalgia podcast, I had to go with. I've been watching Pokemon Sun and Moon on Netflix right now. It's a later season. It's like one of the more current seasons. Okay. It's Ash Ketchum goes to the island of Aloha. I forget. It's based off of Hawaii, and it's really fun, and I'm really enjoying it. And because of it, I got back into my Pokemon Red Game Boy Color game, and I've been playing that. So my pop pick is the Pokemon Sun and Moon TV show on Netflix, and playing your old Pokemon Color games. I'm playing Red currently, but I also have Silver, and I have Crystal. So I'm excited. Thanks to my brother for finding those for me.
Ooh, I love that. Okay, well, I still haven't really thought of mine because I'm stupid.
Is it BTS? Because it should be. I'm just kidding.
No, that's yours.
What about the Grammys? Did you watch that? Not the Grammys, the Oscars.
I didn't watch the Oscars.
Yeah, they were stupid. Like,
didn't want to, so I didn't.
No.
Maybe that was what I was not. That's my anti-pop pick. I decided not to watch the Oscars because I had no interest.
First for the podcast, an anti-topic. Don't watch the
Don't
Oscar.
Watch it. Don't do it to yourself.
Boycott.
Boycotted it by accident because I just didn't want to watch it. This is dumb, but I've been, unlike Mary Kate, I buy things online all the time. So I've been really into online shopping.
I love it. And I'm so glad spring is here because all I've been trying to do is buy everything. I don't mean to. I just am.
Where do you buy from?
Yours
is going to be the complete opposite of where I buy from.
I've been shopping a lot on like, I don't know, everywhere.
ASOS.com.
you know what I can tell? Okay, I'll give my actual pop pick. It ties in with a couple weeks ago when I gave my pop pick was Muppets Take Manhattan. I bought Miss Piggy. She did makeup with Ciate, and I bought it all because I wanted it so very bad. I've been doing that. I've been shopping at Dolls Kill. I've been shopping at, I really like wearing a brand called Princess Highway. It's an Australian brand, but I buy that at the store I work at, Girl on the Wing, or at Mod Cloth. I really like shopping at Mod Cloth. Bait Footwear, I shop there sometimes.
Yeah, this is completely
I bought a jean jacket at Old Navy. I really like
Old
that.
Navy.
I know.
Deals.
I know, great deals.
Really love an Old Navy.
No, it's shocking. I never go on there, but I used to all the time, and I went last week. I got myself a nice weathered black jean jacket, which I didn't have. I have 7 jean jackets, but I didn't have a black one, so now I do. I love online shopping. I'll shop anywhere. I like to buy a lot of makeup, which makes no sense because I haven't been wearing any of it, but I've like ColourPop, Besame, Ciate. I just showed you the freaking Miss Piggy makeup. I don't know. Online shopping is a big one. Sorry, Mary Kate. Also, what I'm really into, I haven't watched it yet, but I know I'm into it, is Black Lady Sketch Show Season 2.
That was your very first pop hit.
I know, but the second season is here and I can't friggin' wait. So that, I guess, can be my secondary pop pick after just general online shopping. I also bought Bando. I shop there a lot. I bought myself a heart-shaped pool to replace my old heart-shaped pool that I popped on the first time I blew it up. So this summer in my backyard by myself, I'm going to be sitting in a heart-shaped pool for no reason.
All right, friends. Well, we're going to be signing off. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed. Thank you, Carly, for joining us.
Thank you, Carly. Thank you. Do you have anything you want to plug? Can the people find you anywhere? What else do you want
to
plug?
No, I try to be a private person as I am an HR professional. Yes,
of course you are.
So I try.
MK to, Nash.
Yeah.
You're the Mary Kate Nash.
I loved being on
broadcast.
The pod. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I would love to be on again. I'm kind of inviting myself back.
Perfect. So the self-plug is... as a plead, is more of a please invite me
basically. And then maybe I'll even, before I come on this one again, I probably should do the ghost one. So
what, you're also self-inviting to the other podcast? Ghosts are everywhere.
Well, the ghosts everywhere want me so much, they just,
I know,
like,
we've,
I
been
just
asking,
keep denying. So
yeah,
so Eric, you should feel honored that I came to this thing.
Oh, I do.
And she jumped at it. Eric, I didn't even have to take two, like, I asked her and she said yes, like I didn't even have to press or like explain or like negotiate. She just went, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't negotiate,
which is not the answer I'm used to, because I keep trying to ask her to be on the ghost one. Yeah. And now she's gonna do both again, which,
yes,
is
so thank you so much. This was awesome.
Thank
all
you,
right,
Claire. You're the best.
Like, subscribe, rate us, give us a review.
Hell
online,
yeah, follow us on Instagram. Eric,
yes,
does an excellent job over there. Do
follow
it
us on Instagram,
quality content,
wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hashtags. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.